You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by phone with Barbara Dianis.
Good morning, Barbara, and thank you for being with us.
Well, good morning, and thank you for asking me.
Barbara Dianis is a remarkable person, right? You have overcome dyslexia to go on to university and post-university studies. Tell your story briefly, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. When I was young, I was diagnosed with dyslexia for the very first time during the first semester of my second grade school year, and then subsequently two other times after that. And during the time I was diagnosed, there really wasn't anything out there for students who had learning disabilities or had dyslexia. So I was taught my sight words and pretty much sent on my way. And through my years to be educated, you know, sight words weren't enough. I had, you know, to learn how to keep myself from reversing. I had to learn strategies to improve my reading so I could read on grade level. And then I had to learn strategies not to reverse numbers during math. And I come from a long line of educators on my mother's side. None of them were local, but they would give me, you know, things to do that might help. But, again, it was pretty much I was on my own. So I really worked hard to become educated. And I was told through my years of schooling that I probably would not be able to go to college or study at the university level. But that was a high goal of mine. And I just really decided I was going to do everything I could, whether it was, you know, reading, putting myself on summer reading programs and looking up every word I didn't know and making phonetic flashcards with them to become educated. And by the time I was in high school, by the time I was a senior, I was a straight-A student in almost every class except one, and then I went on to study at the university level and become part of the National Dean's List.
So you have written a book called Grade Transformer for the Modern Student, Early High School Edition, that really, really focuses on the hard work it is to excel in school, but how worth it is. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And the role of the parent is absolutely critical.
Absolutely. The Bridgeland study of 2006, when they were looking at why students drop out of school, really cited as one major reason is that the parents were not involved and they didn't communicate with the school. And students who had parents who didn't feel like they were very involved in their learning, that doesn't mean they need to be helicopter, but at least be present, show that they care and be, you know, a little bit involved and communicate with the school, show that their graduation rate increased by at least 30-40%, every bit of it.
So describe for our listeners what the mission is in this book that you've written, Grade Transformer.
Well, the mission is what is written down is, from my 21 years of working with high school level students, and students who were in my program were not doing well when they scholastically, when they were became students of mine, and they didn't look very promising, even though they were all average to above average in intelligence they had. Some of them had diagnosed learning differences such as dyslexia, ADD, and ADHD, and some of them were just struggling in school or struggling in a particular class or subject area. And what I did was, through the years of teaching, the different techniques that worked for my students and proved to work over time, and really pulled them out. And they were able to go on to colleges. Some of them, a lot of them, ended up with scholarships and flew through college and did very, very well. And so I wanted to write it down, the step-by-step procedures that my students used that I helped them learn how to do to overcome their scholastic challenges and to really excel in areas that they never thought they would excel academically.
Some of this is pep talk. Some of this is just plain hard work. Study, study, study. Quiz yourself. Get quizzes to be fun. Have parents look over homework time. Have the parents be aware of difficulties before grade time. And
absolutely,
it's really kind of intervention parentally throughout.
It is. And parents, what I've found through my years is, in all the years of counseling parents, is so often they don't remember to help look up the grades online with their student. And so by the time they're informed, especially at the high school level, there is a problem. The problem is usually a big problem. And so there might be, you know, weeks of missing assignments, several very low test grades and low quiz grades. And so what happens is then you go, the parents end up in panic mode, and what happens is from there they're having to try to, you know, scramble to bring those grades up at the last minute, or sometimes it's the grades aren't brought up. So what I recommend is that the parents at least twice a week sit down with their son and daughter and look up the grades online, be aware of the tests and quizzes, and if there is an area that needs some intervention, do that immediately. Don't just think the problem will fix itself, because often core learning concepts build upon each other. And if there are core learning concepts that have not really been mastered at earlier levels, they need to go back and just do some review and get some of that mastery to occur so that they can go on and go on to the higher learning concepts as well and be more successful.
I'm intrigued that I was recalling high school in the dark ages of my youth, where most of the schools I attended had a requirement to read a certain book before you got to school.
Right.
In my case, I remember reading The Odyssey, for example. But you recommend getting textbooks before school starts and boning up on the first two or three chapters before school even begins to get a foothold on the new academic year.
Right. That is one surefire way for kids, and I found to really be very effective for my students if they're not doing well in a certain class or more in one class, or they're having some sort of learning challenge. Two, if they're able to get a head start, read over some of those textbook concepts so that when they're hearing it in class for the very first time, they have some foundational knowledge that has been built by their time they spent maybe looking over the vocabulary words and reading some of the just, you know, even the summaries at the end and looking over the objectives and doing some pre-reading and pre-learning. And that has been a way that has helped so many students to be able to have some really good knowledge. And so when they're hearing it in classroom, they absorb the information so much better than they ever thought possible. And therefore, their classroom lecture time is so much more effective.
And since you're talking about ninth graders and 10th graders, you're saying that because the self-motivation and self-organizational skills are not yet quite gelled, that the parents' influence to instill those is paramount.
It is. You know, some students will naturally organize themselves, but then there are so many others, especially the ones who struggle academically in an area. If you look at their notebooks and you look at their backpacks, or if the parent would see their lockers, not that the parents go and visit their lockers, but if they would see them, they might see just massive piles of papers, and their assignments are not correctly filed. When they look through and need to have an assignment that they need to complete or they need certain directions, they just bring out stacks of paper and from their backpacks and try to find the missing paper. And so if that is your child, you need to really intervene and say, okay, at the beginning of the school year, we're going to every day file your papers for a few minutes. And as they get better at it, then you can just back off from there. But just say, you know, filing your papers and keeping organized is a part of being a successful student. And just, I know you get busy and their classes are changing and it's easy just to throw the papers into the backpack or the notebook, but we need to get organized and start filing and just make that part of the day, you know, 5 minutes a day. It doesn't have to be a big procedure, and as the student does it naturally, then the parent can back off.
Barbara, I'm so pleased that we had an opportunity to speak and to share with the WKMS listening family this book that you've written. Again, it's Grade Transformer for the Modern Student, Early High School Edition. And to sum up, would you agree that this is all common sense stuff. It just takes parental energy to make it happen.
Absolutely. And so often when a student isn't doing well in school, the parents start to panic. So it is something to have something written down where parents can say, okay, this is what I need to do to help my student. That doesn't mean, again, to be a helicopter parent, but these are ways that I can help make my student more successful in school just by a few fixes here and there. It's very comforting to the parent to know that there are ways that can help them.
Barbara, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.